Welcome back. Well, the annual World Economic Forum kicked off in Davos, Switzerland today. Just before the break, we looked at a WEF report citing that CEOs are more optimistic about the economic outlook than they've been for years. So is one such CEO Kingsley Makobela, of course, who has an important task in maintaining the brand that is South Africa. He joins us on the line now from Davos, Switzerland. Thanks so much, Kingsley, for your time this evening. I've got to start off with the message that Brand SA has taken to Switzerland. Is there enough clarity on where South Africa sits as far as political certainty is concerned and the kind of impact that's going to have on policy and fiscal plans from here on out?
Alice, you know, the question of political certainty, and I think that's where we lost it in South Africa. What is political certainty? And people have confused, in most cases, the political contestation, because in any democracy, if there's a contest, you don't have the results known before. But having said that, the nature of democracy itself, it means each time there's a possible political change, you want to find no one knowing who's going to win, who's not going to win. But having said that, the question of the political stability of the country, and sometimes people confuse that with the political stability of the country. The country is on a political stable trend. It's one of the most stable countries in the world. So let's not confuse the two. And having said that, the polity of our state, it does not only speak to political parties, it speaks to institutions, the checks and balances that are built in the institutions.
Having said that then, Kingsley, are we being honest enough, candid enough about the challenges the country faces as we sell the story, and realistic about the practicality of policies and mechanisms we've got at hand to steer things back on track?
Absolutely. That's where you're absolutely correct. For instance, take the space of policy certainty. We've had many areas that we've flip-flopped in the past in terms of providing clarity on policy issues, and policy issues that would help investors to make decisive decisions, whether they come invest or not. We can't be allowed to be put on abeyance as a country. So that's what government has made an undertaking to do. When the deputy president had discussions with the team that is coming to Davos last week, Thursday, one of the things that he agreed they are going to address in government is the question of policy certainty, that we need to provide clarity in terms of that. And there are many areas, he said, we need to streamline. And there's a message that he's explaining to people here, that moving forward, you're going to see a lot of clarity in terms of our policies so that people can understand that. So that's an area that's good. Yeah.
Is that the biggest challenge and risk that the South African economy faces right now in your books?
Well, no. The challenge that we are having as a country are things that led to our downgrade, Alicia, if you remember. It's the question of policy uncertainty, is the challenges with respect to state enterprises, that actually there's no governance around the state enterprises. So these are things, and the question of the fiscal discipline. These are the three main issues that, if addressed, the level of confidence with business would change. Confidence, of course, would change once we start to understand there's clarity in terms of policies. What are the choices? Because policies, the choices that we make as a country, what are those choices? We need to articulate them. Policy doesn't mean agreeing to everything that everyone wants from outside the country. It's for them at least to understand this we can accept, this we can't accept. So moving forward, that's going to help.
It's also about clarity, Kingsley. Yeah. How clear are the plans that Team South Africa is putting on the table on that end to reassure investors?
Look, when we came here, one thing that is quite clear and that is impressing a lot of people here at Davos is the action that has been taken with respect to Eskom. Because the main shareholder, the sole shareholder, is the state. And the state was able to take action in terms of reconstituting the board, in terms of dealing with the allegations of people who are alleged to be involved in corruption. So there were decisive action that have been taken. And moving forward, the expectation by a lot of people here is that moving forward, some of the areas that are facing similar challenges, state enterprises that are facing similar challenges, there will be action taken and the corrections would happen, because the state enterprises, they have a great deal of potential to contribute in our GDP, in generating more jobs. So that's what people are looking at now. So we're moving on a good footing, I must say.
There's no denying, that Cyril Ramaphosa himself gives or lends some equity to a Brand SA, but there is broad-based agreement that he does not present a silver bullet. And I know that this is just day one, but are investors, Kingsley, buying into the message that you're delivering beyond just the nodding of their heads with actual capital commitment?
We're going to see that moving forward. I mean, I looked at the report that came from Goldman Sachs. They are projecting the growth of between 3% and 5% moving forward, and is based on the current trend that they are seeing with respect to government. I mean, if we were to work on the basis of that, you're starting to see good information. And that report that has been compiled by Goldman Sachs, a very reputable global player, it's circulated here. People understand what are this based on. We at Brand South Africa are still doing a detailed analysis of that report and look at their methodology. How do they come to this kind of finding? But if it goes by what we're starting to see, the confidence that we have in terms of our foreign currency has gone up and so on. So we expect business confidence to really start coming out of what it used to be in the past, and on the positive note, and that will help in terms of growing the economy.
Absolutely.
And attracting people to come and invest in the country.
That needing to be understood if we're going to tackle how to leverage off that potential growth, and of course, off the optimism that global CEOs are seemingly holding right now. Kingsley, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Kingsley Makubela is CEO of Brand SA.